When you were a kid, adulthood seemed like it was light years away. Fast forward to a few years later, you are now an adult dealing with all the things that come with adulthood, like jobs, bills, debt, investments, just to name a few. With all the responsibilities piling up, you can't help but look at other successful adults in your life and wonder, how did they do it? But you, this man, you too can learn how to be financially independent and achieve all your goals. Welcome to the Let's Talk Money podcast by Invest Niger, a place where we talk about all things money so that ultimately you live a happier, confident, and fulfilling life. In this pioneer episode, we're joined by Bolaji Balogun. Bolaji Balogun is the CEO of Chapel Hill Denim and is one of the leading deal makers by volume and value, successfully completing transactions in Nigeria over the last decade. Doesn't that sound like someone you want to learn from? He has over 30 years of experience in financial services and mobile telecommunications. He is also a lion on the investing show Lion's Den on DSTV. Mr. Balogun, also known as BB, offers rare insights into his financial journey, starting with the early years. Thanks for listening and enjoy the episode. Thank you, BB, for coming.
Very gladly.
On the first episode of the Let's Talk Money podcast. My name is Akin Femi, and I have my beautiful host. Please introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm Adora.
Adora, how are you doing today?
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Okay, so my journey with money really, really started, I would say, when I joined Chapel Hill's research. Okay. And this is a story that Adora's heard a bunch of times. Put a small amount of money in the CHD mutual fund. And, you know, every now and then, maybe every quarter, not even regular, I'd put some money. And the long and short of it is, after a few years, say 3-4, I was impressed, to say the least, at what that money had compounded to. So I want to ask, how did your relationship with money begin?
So, growing up, my mother was a university professor at the University of Lagos. And she had also learned about investments. And typically the way that I would travel for summer is my mother would sit me down. My mother would bring out a share certificate for something called Lever Brothers at that time, now Unilever or UAC or Nigerian Breweries or Nigerian Bottling. She'd explain the value to me. Yeah. She'd tell me how many units, we needed to sell, you know, to pay for my ticket and, you know, for my, travel allowance. And, from a very, very early age, I became quite interested long before I even knew what my father did, about financial markets. So at an early age, you know, I knew about buying stocks and shares. I think my mother started adding me, as the another on, you know, every investment that she made, you know, when I was probably 6 or 7. Yeah. By the time that I was.
Wow.
10 or 11.
That's early.
I was interested in, you know, what the value of those things were. And by the time I was 13, 14, I pretty much had a clear idea that I wanted to work in financial markets. So amazing. I was very intentional.
Very intentional.
About studying economics at the LSE because, you know, I think that, you know, economics provides you a very, very sound basis, you know, and platform for understanding not only how markets work, but actually how economies work. And it was so intentional that I had 5 offers from universities in the UK. But if I didn't get into LSE, I wasn't going to go to university. I was very clear about that. And I was fortunate to get into the LSE. Within 3 months of getting to the LSE, I was trying to figure out a way to engage with the financial community. And I formed something, I don't know if it still exists at the LSE today, called the Financial Forum. And what was the Financial Forum?
Hey, BB, just what year was this?
Oh, I got to the LSE in 1985.
Okay, 1985. Yeah. Okay.
And what was the Financial Forum? It was just an association of students who were interested in careers in financial markets. And through sheer persistence, you know, this young Nigerian boy managed to, you know, convince someone called Archibald Cox, who ran Morgan Stanley in the UK. And he was, you know, one of the more famous bankers in his time, because with all of his success and, you know, all of his wealth, Archibald Cox rode a bicycle to work in those days, every day. And this was a time when bankers were driven in limos, you know, to work. So I was able to convince him to come and speak to students after work one day at the LSE.
Baby, what did that feel like to convince a man of that?
In fact, I was so pleased with my accomplishments that students don't wear suits at the LSE. But on that particular day when he turned up, I made sure that I wore a suit. I wanted to look like him too. Wow. And that's sort of the beginning of that journey.
So we have a question for you. When did your journey with money begin? Just like you've heard from our guest, every story has a beginning.
You can send us an email to info@investnaija.com or send us a message on Instagram @InvestNaija. We would love to hear from you. If you like what you've listened to, please leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. It does go a long way. Also, tell your friends about us. Make sure to let them know that in a sea of podcasts, you found your new favorite podcast about money. Thank you for listening, and we can't wait to catch you on the next episode of Let's Talk Money, where we hear about our guest's financial journey.